Welcome back to this week's edition of the Midweek Reality Check with Michael Pinto, where I try to keep Wall Street and your money real.
The Russell 2000 entered correction territory last Friday. A correction is defined as a 10% drop. A bear market is defined as a 20% or more decline. The S&P 500 is down 5% this month. Gold was down 10% last week, which was its worst weekly decline since 2011. Silver plunged by 25% and gold mining shares crashed 30% in March. But here's the cherry on this poop sundae. Longer-term U.S. Treasury bonds were also down. They fell by 5% in the month of March. In other words, there was absolutely no place to hide except cash to avoid what's going on since the U.S. started to bomb Iran. So the question is, why not just sell everything and go into sector one of my inflation, deflation, and economic cycle spectrum? That is known as the recession, depression, deflation sector, where cash, T-bills, the dollar, and shorting the market are the only things that work, because everything goes to a correlation of one. Everything goes down. Except T-bills, the dollar, shorts, of course, would work, and cash. The answer is we are not just modeling in an economy and a market any longer. We are forced to try and predict the president's social media accounts. The most important factor for Mr. Trump is to win. He wants to be known as a winner. And he's done very well in his life, and he wants to continue to be known as a winner. And having consumer prices soar, the economy shrink, and markets to crash is not winning. We were not winning in March. Much like what happened with the tariffs, Trump has established a history of backing down from his initiatives once markets become, as he defined them themselves, yippy. That is why his April 2nd liberation tariffs were annulled a week later and never fully returned in the same capacity as they once were proposed. Trump backed away from his 48-hour ultimatum to obliterate Iran's energy infrastructure on Monday. Our president says he has done this because of constructive talks with Iran, even though Iran says there have been no direct talks with the United States. In fact, Iran's Fars media said this morning they do not accept a ceasefire, calling truce talks between the U.S. and Iran to be illogical. No truce talks now. Doesn't make any sense to them. Let's be honest. There is a genuine taco, Trump always chickens out phenomenon that exists. And that must be considered when investing if you want to be successful. I don't do politics here. I voted for Trump. I support some of the things he does. I hate some of the things he does. I am objective. I'm a libertarian, to be precise. Not a Republican, certainly not a Democrat. Therefore, when Trump, you know, does these tweets to try to end the war, the stocks jump, bond yields fall sharply, and oil plunges, a complete reversal of what has occurred since the war began. Every time the president indicates the war is about to end and the Strait of Hormuz is going to be opened, the market rallies. And as of this recording, the market is rallying. And so is our strategy. We are participating in this rally for sure. However, at the same time, 2,000 U.S. troops are heading to the region and will arrive by Friday. Trump says you would not believe how badly Iran wants to make a deal. But Iran says they will not even negotiate about ending the war until the U.S. makes reparations for all the damage and declares that Iran alone controls the Strait of Hormuz. That's not going to happen. It is clear that Mr. Trump is now seeking an end to the war quickly. But the salient question is whether Israel and Iran will allow him to find that off-ramp. Nevertheless, the global status quo has been sufficiently disrupted even outside of those nations the U.S. has either threatened to annex or directly attacked. The antipathy is not constrained between the U.S. is not constrained to Canada, Greenland, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, and Iran. It's not contained to just the U.S. and those countries. It's spread. North Korea's Kim Jong-un said yesterday that American aggression around the world has caused him to expand the country's nuclear arsenal. The dictator said the acts of terrorism and aggression the U.S. is committing around the world fully justify the doubling down of North Korea's nuclear capabilities. The communist autocrat said in a recent speech, quote, "We will recognize South Korea as the most hostile state, deal with it by thoroughly rejecting and ignoring it through the clearest words and actions, and make South Korea pay the price mercilessly, for any actions that touch our republic without the slightest hesitation and consideration," close quote. Kim Jong-un fired 10 ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan 1 week after the war with Iran started. I mean, it is pretty sad when the situation is that we have a deranged dictator thinking he can lecture America about how to behave. But please do not think the issues in the market are solely contained to war. They are not. While the global order is becoming destabilized, the credit bubble in the United States is imploding at its nucleus. The near $2 trillion private credit market continues to melt down. Moody's ratings downgraded a private credit fund run by KKR and Future Standard to junk amid rising bad loans and a string of weak earnings for their holdings. Who owns this stuff? Pension plans, insurance companies, and depository institutions are on the hook for these loans in private credit, as well as regular investors. But private credit is not an isolated or idiosyncratic problem. It is simply in the vanguard of the deteriorating credit cycle, which should soon metastasize to leveraged loans, CLOs, mortgage-backed securities, junk bonds, etc. The whole private credit market is just in the lead of the entire credit market, which is going to implode. And how do I know this? I'm looking at the number of years where interest rates were zero. In real terms, they were profoundly negative. And people went way out on the risk curve, and they went to making loans to businesses that are highly leveraged, mostly unprofitable, that cannot tap banks for loans and cannot issue bonds through the corporate bond market. It's illiquid and it's not transparent. That's your nucleus. So, and also, of course, the mere size of how this particular sector exploded. Private credit was a couple of hundred billion at best in the start of the global financial crisis. Now it's near $2 trillion, as I said. That's just one sector of the credit market. Under these potential and kinetic chaotic conditions, it was prudent to take the portfolio to a neutral position, which is what I did. And that does not mean we hold a portfolio that consists of all cash. We don't. We own gold, silver, energy, agriculture, aerospace and defense, utilities. We have a short in the portfolio, and we own treasuries on the short end of the yield curve. That's why we're making money. In this type of market situation, it is better to have less FOMO, less fear of missing out on a short-term rally, than it is to have a credible and justifiable fear of losing money. The inflation embedded in higher energy prices has already caused damage to consumers that are already damaged from an affordability problem. Therefore, there is asymmetric risk to the downside in markets. There is perhaps a few percentage points to the upside if everything goes well, but a 10% plus percentage point decline to the downside if energy prices remain elevated or even go higher from here. We will maintain this neutral position at least until Monday, which is when we should have a better understanding of what those 2,000 U.S. 82nd Airborne troops will be doing in the Middle East, and what Iran's response is going to be to their presence, and what is going to happen in the Strait of Hormuz. Is it going to open? And what's going to happen to the price of energy? We will remain objective, alert, nimble, and adroit.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Reality Check, 5 minutes of sanity in an insane world. Please remember, if you are not already an investor with PPS, you can email me directly using mpento@pentoport.com. or call the office using 732-772-9500 to get information about our portfolio services. You should also go to Amazon and order my book, The Coming Bond Market Collapse. Subscribers should contact an investment advisor before acting on any information contained in this podcast. No information on this podcast constitutes an offer to sell or buy any financial instruments or to provide any investment services. Subscribers understand there's an inherent risk in investing. PPS is a registered investment advisor.